Praise God. Thank you for joining me on this broadcast today. My name is Godfirst Chijioke Nwongo. I bring good news to you. That good news is Jesus loves you. Remember, your faith is what pleases the Lord. Today on this broadcast, I'll be sharing with us on what I titled, Benefits of Reconciliation with God. One might ask, what do you mean by reconciliation with God? Reconciliation with God, simply the way I narrated it, is, you know, returning back to God if you have gone astray, if you have not been walking in His ways, if you have not been doing the things that pleases to God, you are expected, and God, with His infinite mercy, wants us to return back and begin to walk according to His ways for the things, the plan and purpose that He has for us to be made manifest in our lives today. And I want you to understand, as an ambassador of Christ, we have been given that ministry of reconciliation to reconcile men unto God. In the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 19, he's talking about the prodigal son. At a time in his life, he remembered that he had to return back to his father. He saw all the things that the father had and how he was suffering, because as a result of, he wandered away from the original plan of God concerning his life, original plan of his father concerning his life. He wandered away and he was suffering. At a time he realized that, oh, in my father's house there are many things, there are many mansions, everything is there for me, why should I be suffering? I am going to return back to my father today. From the book of Luke 15, if you read from verse 18, say, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against thee, I have sinned against the heaven in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet. Praise the Lord. You see, immediately he returned, the father was so excited, waiting for him. The father called his servant. They should change his robe and give him a new robe. And should give him a ring. My lost son has returned. The same way God is waiting for someone today to return back to him. The same way God is waiting for you today to return back to the original plan he has for you. You might be hearing me right now, and you are in that situation of, oh God, what will I do? How will I return back to you? I have missed it. No, you have not missed it. The Lord is always in the business to waiting for us to return back in His original plan of God concerning our life. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28, He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Today, God is calling someone. You have been laboring, you are heavy laden. He said, come, and I will give you rest. Come right now, and I will give you rest. I don't know wherever you are hearing me from. Today, God is calling you to return back for Him to give you rest. You might be struggling, you might be suffering in your endeavor, in your academic, in all area of your life. You might be suffering financially, you might be suffering, you don't know where to go to, you don't know how to start from. The Lord is calling you. The same way the prodigal son realized that he has sinned against the Father and against the heaven, he wants to return back. And returning on his arrival, there was a feast waiting for him. On his arrival, the Father was already waiting for him to give him a new robe and to welcome him back into that palace, into that kingdom. The same way God is waiting for you right now to return back and be part of the inheritance he has for you. Today, you have heard me and you want to take that bold step of reconciling back to God. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word I have had today. Let this word transform me. Let this word encourage me and help me to return back to you and reconcile back to you and walk in your ways in the name of Jesus. Father, I commit your children that have had me today into your hands, O Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, as they have decided and make up their mind to return back to you, to reconcile back to you, Lord, as I have done so, O Lord, let the heavens open for them, O Lord. Let the heavens begin to rejoice for their sake, and let everything that they have desired be given to them right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for because your people are blessed in the name of Jesus. I want to welcome you and congratulate you into this, towards this decision that you have taken today. It is a very great decision to take. It's going to begin to work out all the good things that the Lord has for you in your life in the name of Jesus. Right now, I don't know where you are hearing me from, but I want to minister healing upon everyone right now. You might be hearing me from wherever you are right now. You are sick in your body. You are sick. You are afflicted in one way or the other. You are sick in your business. You are sick in all your endeavor today. The healing virtue of the Lord is resting upon you in the name of Jesus. I release the healing virtue of the Lord upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit your people into your hands right now. Each and every one, O Lord, that have been afflicted in one way or the other, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your healing virtue begin to rest upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the healing virtue of the Lord begin to rest upon everyone hearing my voice right now in the name of Jesus. The book of Luke chapter 9 verse 11. Chapter 9 verse 6. Say, and they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. I release the healing virtue of the Lord upon everyone hearing the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. In verse 11 of the Luke chapter 9, and he said, and the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that need of healing. Today, every one person, every one soul hearing my voice that need and desire the healing of the Lord, receive the healing of the Lord Jesus Christ right now in your bodies in the name of Jesus. Let thou spirit that resurrected Jesus Christ from the dead quicken your mortal bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I say thank you for answering us. Thank you for your word at work in our life. Thank you, O Lord, for your miracles and signs and wonders, your healing that you have performed in the life of your people. Lord, I say thank you. Blessed be your name forever. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to say thank you for being with us this hour. I believe that you have been blessed. If you have been blessed, I want you to write us, contact us, share those testimonies of what the Lord has done, and also your walk with God, how the Lord has begun to bless you, so that every other person will be transformed and be blessed by your testimony. Remember, Jesus loves you. Jesus is Lord. Remain ever blessed. Amen. Peace.
Hello, good day, everyone joining me on this platform today. I want to appreciate all of you. I want to say thank you for because you are my lovely family. Thank you for always listening to me, always joining me on this platform. My name is Godfest Chijoke Nwongo, and on this platform, what we do, we reconcile men back to God, making them to have a better life and for them to fulfill their glorious destiny through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you on what I captioned, You Are a Royalty. Hallelujah. One may ask, sir, what do you mean by I am a royalty? I'm not born in the royal family. I'm not born in a rich family. What do you actually mean by me becoming a royalty? It's very, very simple. Let's quickly go to the scriptures in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. I read, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see that God, our Heavenly Father, is the creator of the whole universe. That is why he has called you and I into the realm of royalty, into the realm of kingship, into the realm of being a priest and being a queen on earth for us to rule and to manifest his glory on earth. Lord has given us that grace. He has called us into his realms of abundance. He has called us into that becoming a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. We have been chosen to show forth the praises of God. We have been chosen to be a peculiar people. In all your endeavor, you have been chosen to be a royalty. It does not matter your current situation. It does not matter your current issue, whatever thing that you feel that you are passing through. Those things are nothing. Because why? You are already a royalty. You are already a chosen generation. You are already being brought out of darkness and to show forth into the marvelous light of God. I want to congratulate you today for because you are a royalty. And I want to say that you should not be afraid, because why? Your Heavenly Father is the creator of the universe. He said the earth is yours and its fullness thereof. He has everything. That is why he has brought you into the realms of abundance. And today, as you have heard this word, let this word of God begin to transform your life and begin to transform your mentality, to know that you are a royal priesthood, to know that you are a chosen generation, to know that you are a peculiar person. So in all your endeavor, know that you are a royalty. I want to congratulate you today, because why? You have been called into the marvelous light of God. Hallelujah. I want to pray with us today. Father, in the name of Jesus, as many have heard your word today, Lord, let your word begin to transform each and every one of us and bring us into that realm of royalty which you have destined us to become. In Jesus' precious name, I have prayed. Amen. I want to congratulate you once again. Thank you for knowing that you are part of the kingdom of God, that you are a royalty, that God has called you as a holy nation, a peculiar person, a chosen generation. Congratulations again and again. And I want to also ask for many of us that are hearing the sound of my voice. If you have not said yes to Jesus, I want you to quickly do that. And as you do it, the Lord will begin to unfold his blessings for you in the name of Jesus. And as you do that, you will begin to operate in the inheritance the Lord has for us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. As you scroll down on our comment section, you will see two links that is there. One is for you to download your Bible and study more about Jesus Christ. And the other link is for you to know more about Jesus Christ. And as you study that, the Lord will transform your mind and you begin to operate into that realm of royalty which the Lord has destined each and every one of us to become. Hallelujah. I want to say, remember, Jesus loves you. We love you. Congratulations, Jesus is Lord. Amen.